Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Last week, we spoke about when glory is under attack. And the point was made that there is the person of the glory, there is the promise of the glory, and there is the product of the glory. Christ is a person of the glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. When you are a believer, you have the glory of God, and the final state of God's manifestation of his promises is glorification in redemption. But the promises have God product. So when God promises you his glory, some of them are here on earth and some of them are eternal glory. Is that not what's in the Bible? So we try to consider the product of glory here on earth and some of the issues that could hinder us from attaining to those promises that God has given us in glory, in the riches of his glory. And we learned last week that even though the Christian is eternally saved from sin, which should be always our position, there are things we do here in contradiction to the word of God, and it will take glory away from us, or will open the door for Satan to attack the glory, which here we are looking at the product, the manifestation of the promises of God. And we looked at a scripture like Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 is very known. But look at verse 7 also. Let's read verse 6 together. One go. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be what? No priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Then verse 7. Read it loud. Verse 30. Verse 7. Read it loud. One go, verse 7. What does it say? As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I would change their glory into shame. So here we saw that the manifestation of glory can set someone up for shame. Because we are looking at the manifestation of glory as the product of the promise. And when God increased them, they began to misbehave. And the misbehavior now changed the glory into shame. That simply means that even though they were God's children, he could not continue to supply his best to them because they were using that to dishonor him and not to represent him well. And I think we made a point that something like money is an enhancer. Something like character is also an enhancer. You know, somebody will not change because they got power. What will actually happen is that the power will reveal what is in your heart. So, some people think, oh, when he marries, he will change. No. Or when he gets the position, he will change. No. The power will not reveal what is inside. If what is inside is great, the power will reveal it. Because when you have more power, you do what is inside. When you have less power, when you don't have money, we don't know your real character. Because money is an enhancer. Money in the hand of the baddest sinner sinner will increase and create more sin. And money in the hands of a righteous person will also enhance their righteousness. So I believe strongly that the scripture that says that as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame? I'm saying I am praying for you that the Lord will not change your glory into shame. Your glory will be maintained. No shame will come near you. Tell somebody, as you are going higher and God is increasing you, don't sin against God and yourself so that to start bringing you troubles. Is the preaching powerful already? So this is the part two. We are seeing that God's glory is already upon us and we are manifesting it. We are changing from glory to glory. But there is a way that we can put a veil on the glory, and the glory will not shine the way God wants it to shine, because we have decided to limit the power of God. Not because God's power cannot do it, but because we are the vessel, instead of becoming transparent, has become opaque. Or is blocking, you know, it's becoming hazel, so that do you understand the Greek word hazel? So that the light is not able to penetrate well. And I'm praying that that shall not be our story in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. So we learned last week that some people's glory can cease because of some of these things. And as we are learning this morning, one of the things God wants us to know is that multiple principles from God in the scriptures make us to manifest the glory and have an easy life. Life that has been promised to us by God. But once we start messing up, and one of the grievous sins we can commit against ourselves. I think that when you are a Christian and you are sinning, first of all, the Bible is very clear that you are sinning against yourself. And the reason why you are sinning against yourself is that you are blocking your... of course, doing what is wrong means you are not walking in faith. And so, and faith gives you access to the treasures of God. Gives you access to the promises of God. And so when the Bible says you are sinning against yourself, it means that you are blocking yourself from accessing what is available to you in Christ. And so instead of using the narrow way, God's way, you have decided to use the broad way. I mean, from time to time, because we are still growing, we will, you know, we are still we are still in perfection. We are still a work in progress. But some people can become habitual sinners. Some people can become routine law breakers, wrongdoers. It becomes your daily life where you have no regard for God, no regard for man, and no regard for your own destiny. If you are here, say, I am here. And so you can have a Christian. I mean, every sin is a sin. Every wrongdoing is a wrongdoing. But when you decide that I'm a Christian, I have Christ, but I will engage in certain things that the Bible has clearly spoken against, you are sinning against not just the Lord, but you are sinning against yourself. And remember that your sin does not affect God. Your sin affects you. On earth, it will affect you from getting the best from God. And in eternity, you yourself will struggle. I mean, imagine every time you are saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So it's important that the child of God has a heart and a mind to follow God. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that one is very, very important. Because it opens the door for the glory of God to come. If you read Proverbs, you will learn that there are certain wrongdoings or sins that God hates. A feet that's in a hurry to testify against the neighbor. Are you here with me at all? Are we sure we are here? And one of it also is pride. One of it is what? Pride. And when pride comes in, God himself humbles the person. And here the word humility is not a tender care to bring somebody down to even teach. The word humility, God humbles, means God resists you, aggressively opposes you, makes you an adversary, so to say, that this is not the way my child should function. And if you are functioning like this, I will break you down. And so in that process, it is not necessarily to teach you the lessons, but it's to strip you. And what you get stripped of is the grace to become who you are supposed to become here on earth. So you lose that grace. You lose that anointing. You lose that power. You lose that glory. God takes that glory away from you. So one of the things that will attack the glory of a child of God and bring different dynamics around the manifestation of the glory is pride. Is what? I can't hear you. Is what? Tell somebody, pride is dangerous to your health. So do everything possible to walk in humility. Praise the Lord. Now, when we read Isaiah chapter 13, verse 19, in the ESV, Isaiah 13, 19, here you see God talking about kingdoms. And one of the people he spoke about is Babylon. And he said that, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. So now, if you consider the whole chapter, you will see that God was going on and on and on talking about how people have become proud, how nations have become proud. Are you with me? Okay, we can go to maybe go to verse 15. Let's just read down. It's early morning. He said, whoever is found will be thrust through, and whoever is caught will fall by the sword. 16. Their infants will be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished. Behold, I am stirring up the Medes against them, who have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold. Now, when God sent you an enemy who has no regard for riches, that's a real enemy. It's not looking for money. It's looking forward to executing an assignment against you. It says that their bulls will slaughter the young men. They will have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not pity children. Then verse 19, it says, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrows them. So all these things God is talking about. He's talking about how he's going to deal with Babylon, which he, God, has put glory upon. And Nebuchadnezzar was behaving as if he was God. If I, when you read down, let's read verse 20. It says that it will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. He said, no Arab will pitch his tent there. No shepherds will make their flocks lie down there. 21. But wild animals will lie down there, and their houses will be full of howling creatures. Their ostriches will dwell, and their wild ghost will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers, and jackals in the pleasant places. Its time is close at hand, and its days will not be prolonged. Just say, the glory can become a zoo. The glory can become wildlife. Are you here at all? Why? Because of pride. Because of what? Because of, you can use pride to destroy the glory of your ministry. Please go to the verse 19. You can use pride to ruin. You see, the word that he uses is that its splendor shall be overthrown. There's a way that God will overthrow your glory. You are the glory of kingdoms. Like in your family, you are the real thing. You are the real deal God raised, the Joseph. The glory in your family, in your generation. Then you couldn't handle it. Tell somebody, handle it, handle it. And the way you handle glory is with the fruit of the Spirit. When God raises you, you need the best thing to support you is the fruit born by the Holy Spirit in your spirit. You must open your heart to it, or else you will press the self-destruction button of pride. And pride goes before a fall. When you are glorious and you start becoming proud, what happens is that God overthrows that glory. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp. When you say something is splendor, that the splendor is actually the beautiful part of the glory. The pomp is the celebration. You understand? When you are coming, just say, but you carry some influence. Yeah, you carry some fans. It says that all of that will be like Sodom. I will burn it down. May glory never burn down for anybody here. What was their cry? Pride. Pride. You can use pride to destroy your marriage. And let me just address that when I'm saying you can use pride to destroy the glory of your ministry, it's always the leaders. You are the pastor. Once you start looking down on people because you have become powerful, the glory starts leaving. Once you start, first of all, you start leaving when you don't recognize your vertical relationship, the relationship with God. Once that starts deteriorating, it will start deteriorating horizontally. As for the relationship vertically, when the quality increases, watch me, it can make you destroy what is in your horizontal space. Yes, because there's a way that you get so close to the Lord that you don't regard man again. Anyhow it goes. And there's a way that you also lose your connection with God, that you also start out of carnality, start disregarding man and the assignment that you have been given. So at all times, the Bible cautions and counsels that those of us that are standing strong, we should take heed. Tell somebody, take heed. Now, tell them that modern day English is careful now. Be careful now, be careful now. Are you preaching this morning with me? Say, be careful now, be careful now. So, it's always about the leadership. The scripture we read in Hosea 4 was talking about the priest. Because you have rejected my law. As for the sheep, they can misbehave, no problem. But the leadership, so if you're a pastor, you can destroy your ministry, the glory of your ministry, when you start becoming proud. If you're a husband, because you are the leader of the home, do you understand? You can start talking anyhow. You can start behaving anyhow, expressing different forms of emotional deficiencies out of the place of pride. But you see, the painful one is that originally you are not proud everywhere. It's just that in your small home, you cannot humble yourself. It's a serious matter. When you go out there, everybody knows you to be a very nice person. And indeed, you're a very, very nice person. You're a very good Christian. Yeah. But some women, they really respect every man and everyone outside there. Man, woman, whatever. But they've just lost the humility for their husbands. So your husband too doesn't see your glory. When you even dress, when he sees his cry, he doesn't recognize it. You see, when you don't like somebody, how nothing they do is nice in your eyes. That is what happens. The glory just bends down because of lack of humility. You are prettier when you are humbler. You are more glorious when you are humbler. And if you're a husband too, Charlie, your wife can lose it for you. Some people, they are here, your wife is staying with you, but she's lost it with you. She's just there. So last week I asked you, when you go home, ask your wife how much glory you have in her eyes. And how much glory you have in the eyes of your husband. I know that still, no, some people out of disobedience and disregard for God and leadership. I'm telling you to your face. Never ask. Never bother to ask. Especially you of the first service. Because I didn't ask it at the second service. But you people here. Should we do a survey right now? We shouldn't, right? Raise your hand and say, Father, forgive. I cannot disobey you again. This week, you know, when you go, you know, there's a way they give you homework and they reassign you the assignment. You go this weekend, ask my whatever. Whatever I have become or you have become to me. How much glory do I still have in your bank as you see me? Is my account in deficit? Or is zero? Or is just very low? Or what do you think? Rose, what do you think? You have to ask Alex. Yeah. Ask, well, how much? Am I 1 over 10? 2 over 10? 5 over 10? What over 10? How much glory do I have? In your eyes. Yeah. Some of you, your bosses, you have to ask them. Because they used to rate you, until you started becoming not worthy of rating again. Because of pride. So the pride is it will turn the glory around. It will overthrow your glory. So every child of God should ensure that you are walking in humility. Praise the Lord. Especially when you are in a position of power. You're a pastor. You're a boss at work. You're a husband. Yeah. You are the master. Yeah. And now some year day. Yeah. Sometimes you are not the boss, but you have a good case. When you have a good case, then everywhere has become very slippery. Because when you have a good case, it's a major temptation for misbehavior. And if you are not careful, you misbehave. By the time they resolve the whole matter, you would have caused more harm to yourself having a good case. After the reconciliation, you will see that the relationship is never the same again. Because people cannot make a mistake with you. When they make a mistake with you, you just burn every bridge. Bring it down. When you go to Iraq, bomb everywhere. And Syria, leave no habitation. Make the place zoo. Yes. Scatter everywhere. Eish. So tell somebody, pride shall overthrow your glory, bring your glory under attack. Lamentations chapter 1 verse 6 and 7 in the NASB. Lamentation, in fact, let's read from, because verse 7 there is not far away from verse 6, verse 1. So let's read from verse 1 so that you get a context. Praise the Lord. Chapter, Lamentation, please give me verse 1. Pay attention. He said, how lowly sits the city that was full of people. She has become like a widow who was once great among the nations. She who was a princess among the provinces has become a forced laborer. Wow. He said, she weeps bitterly in the night and her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her among all her lovers. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Verse 3. Judah has gone into exile under affliction and under harsh servitude. She dwells among the nations, but she has found no rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her in the midst of distress. It said, the roads of Zion are in mourning because no one comes to the appointed feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests are groaning. Her virgins are afflicted, and she herself is bitter. Verse 5. Her adversaries have become her masters. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has caused her grief because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her little ones have gone away as captives before the adversaries. Verse number 6. All her majesty has departed from the daughter of Zion. All her majesty. Her princes have become like deer that have found no pasture. And they have fled without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and what homelessness, Jerusalem remembers all her precious things that were from the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the adversary and no one helped her. The adversaries saw her, they mocked at her. But I like the verse 6. The verse 6, so powerful. Praise the Lord. The verse 6 says, all her majesty has departed from the daughter of Zion. Can you give me the message and the ESV? Let's read the ESV. It says that, from the daughter of Zion, all her majesty has departed. Message. All beauty has drained from the daughter of Zion's face. The glory is gone. Because of what? Pride. Tell somebody, be very careful now. Be very careful. Now that is our season of glory. Be very careful. And as I stand here, I don't claim to be somebody who always does things right, because I'm also a child of God that is growing. But it is my conscious effort as a child of God to continue to bear the fruit of the Spirit, because I'm a child of God. Praise the Lord. Does that mean that all my decisions will be on point? No. Sometimes we will grow through the decisions. But you should not become a willful sinner. You should not clothe yourself in pride. You should rather clothe yourself in what? With what? I can't hear you. With humility. With what? Clothe yourself with humility, and the glory will manifest upon you. All her beauty has drained from the... So she had the beauty. See, the thing is that the glory is yours to lose. It's always yours to lose. God has given it to you. Christ is in you. But it is you that has opened the door that the enemy should take it away from you. And one of the ways you open that door is arrogance. It's pride. Lack of humility. You have no value for people. No value for leadership. No value for life. You are just an arrogant person. And especially when the glory gives you some cash, gives you some riches, gives you some of the product that glory can give you. Somebody can marry and doesn't respect anybody again. Somebody can just give birth and now Nana have given birth. Mother-in-law. And I'm saying, oh, bear my cow. No, Monsieur, I'm up a bear, and I would young cow. Now, you might say a piano, but since I'm a walk, come back, make a 20. You see, you are just going to block the channel that God has opened for the children to. I don't know, am I preaching or? There's a way that your boss loves you and has brought you so close to you that, even though you are a subordinate, he's made you like a sister, a brother, or a friend. And then you begin to take advantage of that. And now, when she says one, then also church the wagon. Hey, she says one, and you say two. Then you counter this thing. Then, especially in workplaces, professionally, where we use first names. Yeah? You know, when you are employed, initially, you say, yes, sir, madam. They say, no, here we don't do yes, sir, madam. Use Francis. And Africans, we are not very used to that. So once we start using Francis, 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 as you are saying Francis, Francis, it's changing you. It's making you feel like, I don't know, why am I not preaching? I've saw the preacher.
Charlie, come and take the microphone. Let's close. By the time you say it for 7 days, 2 weeks, maximum 3 weeks, your whole orientation jumps on devil's van and begins to feel like, Charlie, now that we are addressing ourselves with first names here, Charlie, Ubia and Ubia, Kilentia, eh? Ubeye Bisibia. My bishop always says that he that can promote you is always watching. Yes, there is a way that you just begin to misbehave. And as you are doing all that, the glory is burning down. May your glory never come under attack in Jesus' name. If that amen is stronger and better, may you walk in perpetual glory. So you see in verse 7 that he's just telling them that Jerusalem remembers the day. You see, when the glory now goes, then you will now begin to reminisce how the love of the marriage was, you know, in the beginning. Yeah, chale, mi unge ano, hey, cash, mi unge ano, yeah, mi jawum. Some of you have to go and woo your wives again, no? Do you understand? Humble yourself. Tell every man, any man by your side, pastor is telling me to tell you, humble yourself and go and propose to your wife again and make sure that you can see glory right there. Now hold the hand of a woman. Don't just tell a woman. Hold the hand of a woman. Say, you this woman, you need a lot of humility from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Don't let your wig and your makeup deceive you. Don't be deceived. You are the follower. When we love you, don't be doing high jump. Taking advantage of Pastor Francis is preaching and misbehaving in the house. Talking to your husband, you don't think twice. Because now you are called Kwame. But dear Kwame, where you are? You may yell no. Who's wrong? God has put a leader over you. You are not afraid. Because of what? Something that is happening that when you sleep over, you wake up calmer. You want to use that small period to finish all the glory God has given you in your life. After that, you know, when your husband sees you now, he's looking like Aladdin. And looking like a demon from hell. Would dress a crowd anytime. No, I can't only tell me, you didn't hear me. Tell somebody, don't deceive yourself. Oh. There's a leader in this house. And even though the leader must be godly, you have to learn to be a humble follower and a partner so that your glory will increase. Now ask a woman by yourself, when last time did your husband genuinely commended you for marrying him and thank the Lord for giving you to him as a wife? When last have you heard it before? You said a man, I say I thought toy, I'm a member. Oh, Radic Christ. Boy. Oh man. Charlie, just say the women are really causing Charlie tension, pal. It's a problem. Miss Minye. Oh, sister, be careful. when we love you, it has not given you unilateral powers for decision making. Yes, the love is not a sign of abandonment of, at least when the decision is at par, you give credence. Is that not so? Is that not what happens in your workplace? Eh? When the decision is at par, don't we know whose side we should go? There's a reason why someone is ahead. And if you're a woman, you can easily lose it. Especially when you are intelligent. You know, there are very intelligent women. That's why a lot of intelligent, professional, career, well-schooled women, a lot of them struggle in their relationships, not just marriage. In the workplace, you see that people don't like them. In the home, they struggle. Do you understand? Yeah, because there's something about intelligence. The Bible addresses it. Say, he that is intelligent, let him not put their hope on their intelligence. But that you should pride yourself in the fact that you know the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, because intelligence can deceive you. Yeah, when you are prim and proper. And I mean, and how bad way you bosses you go, and then you are always causing mess, sister. The mess around is for the manager. Your workplace, doesn't the sanitation officer come and clean your mess? In the home, the woman is the sanitation officer. No. Hey. Shut up. I'm not saying any woman should be subjected to secondary school headmaster say kuchiha, and the washing machine about to be name found wrong. Don't abuse your wife to say that we are not buying any washing machine. I want you to wash with your hand. What do you mean? But you see, there are traditional rules. If I come to your house right now and the house is bazaar, it will never click to me that Mr. Poku, women if you are higher basa basa, because it hasn't, at least from where we are. I don't know America, I don't know, but from where we are, when we come home and everywhere is basa, we know that the woman, there's a problem with the woman. Is that not so? Because you are the manager of the home. We go to the kitchen, there are unwashed bowls there. We'll say, where is the husband? Where's the woman of the house? Children are not kept. Where's the woman of the house? And all of that. So, I mean, if the bedroom is not going well, and you are prim and proper, don't use it to misbehave. Don't what? You are doing now, you are changing the message. Don't use it to misbehave. So, and most of the time, the pride comes from where you have strength. When you have strength in an area, you tend to misbehave with that strength when you are relating with people. You know, I've always told you that when we are fakugu, DMU, are you a kid? I always have to say it over and now what can we kunen munsro? You are rebuking your husband like that. Are you not afraid? Ask somebody, are you not afraid? Sometimes he's done it a day before and he's on his way to work and you just chance and you call a Kwame. Now how many times do you want me to say that when you remove your dirty cloth, don't put it here. Just stand up. Hey! Do your hand like this. Every man stand up in this room. Every man stand up in this room. And do your hand like this on the woman. Say, Madam! Obey your careful. Papa, 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 papa. Please. Where is your courtesy? Like, where is your humility? You will lose the glory. You will lose. Satan lost his glory with the Lord because of pride. God had no mind of stripping him of glory. In fact, all the creatures God made, he had no mind, no thing, no intention of stripping it. He put full glory on them. But their behavior over time made them to lose the glory God put on them. The glory that God has brought on us, no devil can take it away from us. Except we decide that we won't use God's ways. We will use Satan's antics. And once you start using Satan's antics like pride, you start losing the glory. Your husband says that it's like the bathroom, it has become slippery. Then he says, but Oba Chia, Bemasu Tumichi. Now who's Yanni Hini? Okay, can you make this? David, Oba no Abi, Bemasu no Abi. Just say you are throwing stones and shades. You can't answer to something that you are not comfortable about without denigrating your partner or your boss. It can get to that level where you do rebuttals. Me, it has always been my learning practice. And I didn't learn it from anybody. I learned it from Jesus. That when you are under pressure, when you are being accused falsely, when you are under pressure, they are beating you like that, and it's a friendly atmosphere. Always, there is not always the need to explain yourself or to rebut. He's under trial. They are accusing him falsely and all of that. He doesn't speak a word. And when he has opportunity to speak, what comes out of his mouth? Even the person accusing him and prosecuting him is shocked that under that kind of pressure, wisdom is coming, grace is coming out of his mouth. That's when I said that, this is Jesus. Because after the cross, he can have a say. He can have what? He can have a say. Whatever quarrel is happening between you and your wife or you and your husband, it's just for a small period of time. And yes, what can? Yeah. One of my sons, when they married, early days of this ministry, they are married, it to be very turbulent. And then I started doing counseling for them and intervening. The guy used to have a lot of anger issues. So when the intervention started, he told the wife, he said, when I come and I'm angry, don't say anything. Just allow me. I know where I'll pass my anger. Don't say anything. But the wife had sharp mouth. Very intelligent sister. Yeah, she won't. No. She won't allow you to. No. So I started working on the anger of the brother. And I started working on the capacity of the sister to absorb. You see, hear and not react. And I said, Papa, Nibufua, to be good, Gina telling him, son, so bossy telling him. No, I can't say, did he see that toy? Then he will be just scattering every bang door, blah, blah. He will go outside before. When he's going outside like that, the wife will be following him. So, who said there? Hey, not yet Chinese. Chinese movie, huh? I said, lady, and he said, it takes two to fight. Try not to fight. He said, now. And chakra. Their marriage became, till today. If I show you that couple, you yourself will clap for Jesus. We cannot tell of your humility until you are under pressure. Because under normal circumstances, everybody behaves normally. Praise the Lord. Am I preaching? It's just one verse, one line I've used. Time is up. As for the beauty, you have it. As for the education, you have it. But you need humility. Even before the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that
Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 in the ESV. Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 in the ESV. He said, how the Lord in his anger has set the daughter of Zion under a cloud. He has cast down from heaven to earth the splendor of Israel. That is, he's cast down from heaven to earth the glory of Israel, the splendor of Israel. He has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. These people are doing things, it's making God angry. So he has also brought down their glory, the high glory. He's brought it down to earth, reducing you. May you never be reduced. That amen didn't come out at all. He said, the Lord has swallowed up without mercy all the habitations of Jacob. In his wrath, he has broken down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought down to the ground in dishonor the kingdom and its rulers. Adentia. Pride, making God very angry. Pride. In fact, one of the scriptures, that you can see that God says that they have made themselves like gods. Ezekiel chapter 28, let's just read this thing very quickly. Ezekiel 28 verse 5 to 7 in the ESV. That's how the glory comes under attack in the ESV. Ezekiel 28 5 to 7. Let's read from verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. This one I feel like reading. Let me try. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is proud, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of the gods, in the heart of the seas, yet you are but a man and no god, though you make your heart like the heart of a god. I like it. He said, you are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have made wealth for yourself. Please, can you go back to the verse 3? He said, you are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. I said, when you have strength, be careful. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have made wealth for yourself and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. When you know your way around, when you know what it takes to make money, what it takes to, do you understand? What it takes to own properties. Yeah, when you have networks, when you can trust in your model that it works. He said, by your great wisdom in your trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud in your wealth. Your heart has become proud in your wealth. Proud in the fact that you are the husband. Your heart has become proud in the fact that you are the pastor. Your heart has become proud in the fact that you are the wife. And so first, and your bearman kwana no pewo. What am I even saying? And you went to pray. When you told him, the man was waiting for your answer. You were praying to God that, God, show me mercy that this man will not go away. Show me mercy. And then you were forming for him. Whilst you were forming for him, you were asking for mercy. Today, no, you are married. A job that you prayed for. Because you're able to meet your target. You have started talking anyhow to your boss. Glory in the best show. Jabet Tomisi. He said, therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you make your heart like the heart of a god, therefore, behold, I will bring foreigners upon you, the most ruthless of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. Defile your glory, all the wealth and the models and the equations and the strategies and the wisdom and all those things that you brag in, that has become the thing you have clothed yourself with, you know, with glory, beauty. He said, I will defile it. Yes,
There will be an infection about it. Instead of, you see, it will, like the fig tree Jesus saw in Mark 11. Is that not so? From afar, it will look like, it's a very fruitful tree. Very beautiful and attractive. But as Jesus was getting closer, he was cursing the tree. So you will look so glorious from afar. But as men are coming closer to you, you will look so unattractive. You will look so, you will be repugnant in the nostrils of people. There will be a certain level of repulsiveness, and your life will become a repellent after a while. The glory will be gone because you lack humility. He said, they shall thrust you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the heart of the seas. You will die. Everything will be stripped because of arrogance. Ask somebody, why will you allow arrogance to do this to your glory? Why will you allow pride to do this to your glory? Glory God has given you. Why will you lose it to pride? Why? Is God wrong to make you beautiful? To mean you obia or jinyamiedi for nkola? Or children are doing it to be a bank or the only in Colantina or Casal. It wouldn't mean coming any other way. Won't worry. I worry for Casal. Keep quiet. Roman father can talk about marriage. Definitely. Are there no mothers, women who have raised, some of you were raised by women who never gave birth to biological children? Or fathers who never had their own biological children. Some of them are some of the very greatest fathers and greatest mothers around. Me, the woman that raised me never gave birth to any child. When I go to that Elmina and I'm doing things and people are looking and they are angry. I said, when our mother died, everybody abandoned us. This woman, she was the last of them all. My mom's aunties, last of them all. She embraced us and she was the least rich. The others had money. They thought they were taking care of their children. And they fought her, some of them. They knew that I'd be also. This woman, she laid down her life. You see, if it's within my power, don't ask it twice. Christmas, six. Everything is double. You can look at somebody's deficiency and use it to attack their person. Because of what? Because you have children, you are better than somebody that doesn't have children. Or you have a job, you are better than somebody who doesn't have a job. Or you are the boss, so what? Please ask somebody, so what? You know, every time ask yourself, so what? Like, so what? Charlie, life can change you. Yeah. Today you are up, now tomorrow now they have brought somebody over you. It changes, so power is so fluid. Wealth is so fluid and transient. Whatever you have attained, there can be just one legislative instrument and then everything that is relevant around you is irrelevant. Look at what Donald Trump did. He just took pen, canceled USAID overnight. People that said, I work with you and you, they became unemployed. Even to work with Francis Obin, they didn't have credential. So if you have been using your UN to be, do you understand? To be messing people up overnight, not knowing your life is in the hand of somebody's pen. One small executive order. We just happen to be in the same church and your boss is here. Charlie, what a privilege. And one would neutralize every boss subordinate relationship with me. When you are in the same church and in the church you have a position that gives you more authority than your boss.
Do you understand? When you are a group leader and your husband is in your group. Or you are the female MD and your husband is a chorister. It's a wisdom matter. It's what? It's a wisdom matter. I don't know whether... This one will say it will be anointing service, isn't it? Nothing destroys anointing than pride. Yes, the art of apothecary. Some of the flies that will go in there and make the oil stink. Nothing will make anointing stink than when the vessel is arrogant, like a prophet. But in presenting or in calling the person for the presentation, look at your arrogance. Like, mommy, sorry. Mammy, when I'm coming, work as I want to announce. Sorry, I'm wasting my time. Share any part of the room, go ahead. Say sorry, Adam. Hey, who's ready? And you're about to call me. Watch your Jamaya. Okay, 20 years. And you're about me. Say sorry, I want to know one of them. A gift that has freely been given unto you. You have now become so entitled that instead of serving the people with it, you are abusing the people with it. Everything has its own administration. Praise the Lord. Are you here? To be a husband is a gift. It's a gift. It's not a promotion. It's not a trophy. To be a wife is a gift. To have children is a gift. When it's a gift, you can't say you work for it. Children are a gift from God. If you have it and somebody doesn't have it, it doesn't make you better. If you are married and someone is not married, it doesn't make you better. Not at all. Would you be near a seminar? And go ya na uchanumpwa. Media, where I grew up, they quarrel all the time, and they will look for your deficiency to insinuate and to insult you. A bit to me, you're being a homicide. Let's say a woman who doesn't have children is quarreling with a woman who has children. He said the woman having children will be quarreling, son, and will call her children quarreling at a mumbra. Come here. Itself is enough. Messi Afro Kasa. Also Kasabi. Spoil everywhere. A friend in Puja. Why can't you address issues without attacking the person of people? Do you know the problem with God speaking to us like this? Most of the time, you behave like my dad. My brother is here. Give him microphone. He will show you how my dad, if my dad had heard this kind of message from the Anglican Church, when he's coming home, he would have passed by the drinking bar to take small. Then when he comes...
Preaching here, I quote me preaching here.
He's referring to a neighbor, next door neighbor. That he went to church. The preaching that the priest preaching is for the next door neighbor.
I quote preaching here.
That the neighbor should have been in church to listen to how God built it. So God brought you here. So that somebody in the house will be transformed, right? You know you are not to be transformed. You are just a messenger. You are carrying it to the messenger. The one you have been sent to. How about you? I have said some things about husbands. Your natural carnal self will make you
allocate to whoever it may concern what you deem fit, rather than receiving what will give you transformation. And the primary person God wants to address is you, the first audience hearing the word. He that has an ear, you are the one here to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. You have to make the first changes in your life as a responsibility towards God, that he didn't waste his time bringing you here this morning. And don't be looking at what your wife should be doing, what your husband should be doing if you are a woman. But first of all, what you, the man, should be doing by way of posturing, by way of walking in the wisdom of the word God has brought with grace. Do you understand? Then, it's you and God first. It's you and God first. But I know husbands will take it and go and give it to their wives. Wives will take it. Baby, are you a mother? Go and give it to their husbands. Pastor Francis kind one thing. You have to allow the Holy Spirit. There's a reason why every word Jesus preached there, the Bible was interested in telling us who the audience, the different audiences were. Sometimes it was to the disciples. Sometimes it was to the crowd. Why do you think the Bible was doing that? Even in the epistles, Paul would address the church. Sometimes he would address the people outside the church. Every seasoned word is for someone first. And we are not allowed to misappropriate it. Praise the Lord. I see your glory shining in Jesus' name. You know, just a small tweak sometimes to your attitude will just put you in the line of light of glory. Are you here? Yeah. They would think you are sleeping with the boss. It's also. Please rise. Please rise.
Aone makoche nyame mene ona minsu osa e ameku jifu.
Let the congregation sing. Sing it, congregation.
Awe razi.
Hear your voice, come on.
Walk when you are
sing it. No metric, come on. Flow, 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 so that you help
them. Oh, Sunday.
Your hands and bless the Lord. The Lord is with us. His presence is with us. His glory is with us. Laba kapata, laba kapata, ta ta ta. God, shall lift your hands right now. Father, I need the anointing this morning. Pour fresh oil upon me. Fresh oil upon me. Pour fresh oil upon me. E sola capataleso. Iguale que le sunda le pelesese. Pour fresh oil upon me. E cora babasada da 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 da. Oh yes, 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 yes. Pour fresh oil upon me.
Bancola brande basona bakaya.
In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your hands. Say, Father, this week,
I pray that
your glory will manifest upon me.
Your glory will manifest upon me
with grace and greatness.
Grace and greatness.
Can you open your mouth right now? We are praying some prayers. Come on now. Take the other mic. Let your glory manifest upon me with grace and greatness. Let your glory manifest upon us with grace and greatness. Let your glory manifest in my life with grace and greatness. Shaka peli solia kapa. In the name of Jesus, raise your hand and say, Father,
this week,
let your glory manifest in my life, with majesty and beauty. Open your mouth right now, with majesty and beauty. Manifest your glory in my life, with majesty and favor. Manifest your glory in my life.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.